Experts say Africa needs agricultural market reforms if it's going to overcome food shortages and high prices. A new report outlines what it calls high-payoff, low-cost solutions. The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, AGRA, and the International Livestock Research Institute say there are substantial inefficiencies in trade, transportation, communication, credit, and storage in Africa. Anne Mbabu of Kenya is AGRA's Director for Market Access.
Some of the problems are weather-related. There's a major drought or a flood or locust. It happened in West Africa. The farmers have no surplus to sell.
The report says few African farmers use irrigation systems.
As long as you are dependent on the weather, rain-fed agriculture, then you are at the mercy of the gods.
It's estimated 7 out of 10 Africans make their living in farming.
One year you might be having a bumper crop and the market is not ready to take the surpluses. The next year you end up with an acute shortage.
The report also says there's no comprehensive regional trade policy. Mbabu says one leader could threaten food security by taking unilateral action to withhold his country's food reserves.
One government might wake up and say, no food export because we think we are going to have deficit. That throws the whole region in kind of a spin. And the reason they are doing this is basically because they don't have food information or evidence-based data to let them know what food is available in their country or not available.
The report estimates the continent's market for milk, meat, maize, rice, sorghum, and millet is worth $150 billion a year. It says that far exceeds Africa's market for internationally traded cash crops, like coffee, tea, and flowers. Recommendations include so-called high-payoff, low-cost solutions. These include the use of mobile phones to provide farmers with the latest market prices or to receive the latest weather forecast.
Very few countries are able to offer that because the weather stations are either dilapidated or very few.
Phone messages could advise farmers on choosing the best crops and when to plant them. Another recommendation to help ensure food security is the use of storage facilities and warehouses to protect against spoilage, pests, and plant diseases. It's estimated between 25% and 50% of Africa's farm crops rot in the field, and tens of millions of dollars worth of milk become spoiled. And if the recommendations are implemented,
The benefits are enormous. It would be a food-secure continent. Every household would have enough to eat, better health. You have less deaths from malnutrition. You have less children going to bed hungry. On the other hand, farmers would be able to have some income from selling their surplus produce.
The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa says it has invested $30 million over the last 4 years to improve agricultural market opportunities. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.